Whistle stop number 9, Drumlins. At this whistle stop, check out how geographical environment has tended to shape the life of people in this area, from land that grows crops to land that pastures cows and sheep. All that you've seen as you've traveled along the trail was at one time an ice sheet that was probably about 2 kilometers thick. Visualize, if you will, the effects that this mammoth block of ice would have on the underlying surface as it pushed its way southwards over the area. It acted like a gigantic bulldozer, moving materials in front of it and pulverizing materials that were being transported in its lower layers. The characteristic oval hills of the area and what you see in front of you are believed to have been formed under the advancing ice and are known as drumlins. Inside a drumlin is gravel and sand. As you enter and exit Omimi, many of these drumlins can be seen from the trail. Stand back and look in the distance. You should see an elongated whale-shaped hill or upside-down tablespoon. The steep, blunter end of the drumlin slope toward the southwest, and the edges face to the northeast. So if you ever get lost, just remember the drumlin direction. The average drumlin found in this area is 45 meters high or half a kilometer long. They're found throughout the area in what is called the Peterborough Drumlin Field. Over 3,000 drumlins that have similar shaped, sized, and oriented hills. It's interesting to note that drumlins of western and central New York State comprise the largest group in the world, consisting of over 10,000 drumlins.